My name's Trina Teeler and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for Anthony Gormley's One Another project. The date today is October the 8th, 2009 and the time is 4:15 p.m. Could you please give me your name, age and where you're from?
Beth Mattison, 17, and I'm from Richmond in North Yorkshire.
And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So how did you find out about the One Another project?
I just came across it on the internet and checked it out, looked at the website and everything and read up about it, and then that's it really.
And why did you decide to take part?
I'd watched a few of the plinthers and thought it was really interesting, and I don't know, I'm interested in art, and a lot of my friends are, and we go to art galleries and stuff together. Like, we came down to London a few weeks ago to look. So it was just really to take part in something, and I don't know.
What kind of art in particular are you interested in?
I'm quite into modern art, really. I like futurism and stuff like that. So.
What is it about it that you like?
I'm not sure, really. It's just attention grabbing, and I'm not really sure.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I was really excited. I didn't have any idea of what I was going to do when I found out I'd got a place, but I was still excited to sort of be taking part in it.
And you said you go to London sometimes?
Yeah.
To galleries?
Yeah.
What kind of galleries?
The Tate. That's it, really.
And do you have some in your area as well?
Yeah, I go to Newcastle, to the Baltic, by the quayside. I go there quite often with my friends.
What sort of gallery is that?
Oh.
Is it just some modern art, or is it kind of...
No, it just depends on... They do different exhibitions and everything, and so...
what are you studying at the moment?
I do textiles, English language and English literature.
And when you finish, if you want to go on, what would you like to do?
I'm hopefully going to... Well, I am applying to uni this year, hopefully to do English language. Hopefully after that I'll go into journalism if I can. That's something that, because I enjoy writing, and I've wrote for the school newspaper and sent off articles I've written to like bigger newspapers and magazines.
So what kind of articles have you written for the school newspaper?
I usually write I don't really know how to explain it, but a lot of the ones I do are about the English language, so like change from Old English, Middle English, and sort of the difference between how older people and younger people use the English language, and yeah.
And what is the difference?
I carried out a project on it, and where I did research, and I recorded my grandma and my mum having a conversation, and then I looked at the sort of colloquialisms and the formality of speech and sort of monosyllabic and polysyllabic words, so how long the words are and everything, and sort of compared it and found that the older people tend to use sort of more formal language regardless of the situation they're in, and yeah, that's
it. And you said you've sent it off to other papers as well?
Yeah, but I sent it to a magazine and asked for feedback, but I didn't get any, which wasn't too great, but I don't know.
And what universities have you applied? Would you like to go to?
I really want to apply to Leeds, if I could get in there, it would be great, because I I really like the uni, and it's the English department was really good. I went to look at it a couple of weeks ago, and it was really, really good.
What got you interested in the English language, and how did you become interested in that?
I'm not sure. It's just you sort of encounter it on a daily basis. Obviously, like, we're using English language now, and it's around you all the time, and it can be used for so many different things, like the power of it, like persuasion and everything, and just something that really interests me.
Do you think it's changed a lot since the old days, or do you think we still have a lot of old words that's still used or still relevant today?
I think the meanings of some words have sort of expanded and grown, but they're still like the older words, but they may have lost their original meaning and taken on new meanings over time and developed that way.
So how have they taken on new meanings?
I'm trying to think of an example. Well, the only example I can think of is fowls, talking about birds, and in cooking in like the old English times, fowls would be used to describe any kind of like any bird, whereas today it would generally mean sort of chicken or game birds, so like pheasant and stuff. So then, actually, that's the opposite. The meaning sort of narrowed rather than broadened.
And going back to the plinth, what is it you're going to do on the plinth today?
Hopefully, I'm going to try and construct something. I've bought wire and wire cutters, and I'm going to try and make something. I'm not sure what yet, though.
You're not sure what you're going to make?
No. I'd like to try and make a person, but I'm not really sure whether I'll be able to do it yet, but I'll give it a go.
And what is it you bought?
Like wire, so gardening, like what you'd use to tie plants and stuff in the garden, it's that sort of.
Why did you decide to do that on the plinth?
It's basically just trying something new, and I thought, like, the plinth is all about like art, and then Anthony Gormley's a sculptor, and I thought I'd try and give it a go, see what happens.
So you've never tried it before?
No. First time.
And are you going to involve the audience whilst you're up there?
I've brought a whiteboard with me to try and write messages, but I'm not sure.
What sort of messages?
I'm not sure, really. I thought about sort of writing quotes and things that mean something to me. So that's sort of the idea behind that, was sharing part of my beliefs with a complete stranger, someone that I'd never met before, and sort of share like the way I think with them. But I'm not sure if that. I don't know.
And what would be some of the quotes that mean something to you?
All that glitters is not gold. Language tethers us to the world. Without it, we just spin like atoms. I'm not really sure what else.
And why exactly? I'd like to elaborate a little bit.
I think they're just quotes that I sort of live by, in a way. Like, if I was in a situation, I'd try and apply some of my favourite quotes to the situation to sort of make sense of it, sort of thing. Yeah.
What kind of situations? For example, give me an example of, if that's okay, of a situation where you would apply something that's happened in the past where you've done that, perhaps.
I believe the quote, everything happens for a reason. So if I was in a particular situation and I wasn't sure why I was in that situation, I'd apply that and sort of think there is a reason for it, and then try and work like backwards or forwards to try and like find out why I was in that situation, sort of.
And do you find usually then it makes sense?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And apart from your art and English literature, what you've mentioned, what would you say your other interests are, or passions, or anything like that?
English, as I've said, and then music. I try and go to a lot of live music and concerts and stuff with friends and family. Food as well. I really like cooking and creating stuff that way. If I wasn't going to do English language at university, I was going to do culinary arts management. So, and I have a job in a kitchen at the moment. So I am. That's another passion of mine.
So, what's one of your favourite foods?
Duck is probably my favourite, I think.
And do you cook often now?
Quite a lot at home I do, and then at work obviously it's only part time though, so weekends normally, but I try to do as much as possible at home when I've got time.
When did you become interested in cooking?
Well, when I was really young, about 5 or 6, I used to go to my grandma's house all the time, and she's quite a good cook, and I used to sort of watch her in the kitchen, and then we'd sort of bake cakes and things together. So it's since then. But then I got a job when I was about 13, I think, in the restaurant that I work in at the moment, and that sort of like brought it back like enjoyment and stuff in it, and then that's when I started to really get back into it. So
is your grandmother still with us now?
Yeah.
Is she here today?
No, she's not.
Is she watching it at home?
Yeah, she is.
So what would be one of your fondest memories with your grandmother cooking?
I remember what, it's not really a great memory, but we'd made a cake, and we'd spent quite a while sort of getting everything prepared, and then put it in the oven and forgot about it and burnt the cake. And so it's not really a great memory, but I do always remember that.
How old are you then?
I must have been quite young, I think 6 or 7 maybe.
And did you eat it after?
No, we didn't. No.
How did you realise you suddenly... Did you just think of it?
Yeah, we'd gone into the front room to just watch television and just completely forgotten about it, and then we'd went back into the kitchen and then realised, and my grandma opened the oven and there was loads of smoke and everything. But yeah.
And what are some of the recipes you've made? What would you make at home?
I've sort of made my own folder with some of my favourite sort of recipes in, and I cook for my parents, so I try and do sort of stuff that I've done at the restaurant I work in. So I like duck with plum sauce and things like that, and my sister's boyfriend, he's also a chef, so he sort of helps me out. If I get stuck with anything, I can ask him what to do, and then he'll give me a hand and sort of point me in the right direction.
You said you made your own folder. How did you go about accumulating everything?
I looked on the internet at sort of quantities and things I'd need, and then typed up ingredients and then a method on the computer, sorry, and then printed those off and put them in a folder.
So all on the internet?
Yeah.
Do Do you use the internet a lot for these kinds
of things? quite often.
Yeah. And you said you also like go to gigs and
everything. Yeah.
What's some of your favourite bands? What's some of the best gigs you've seen?
I saw Foo Fighters. That was really, really good. We were standing for that one and we got right to the barrier at the front, so that was really good. I like Pink. I've seen her 3 times and I'm going again at the beginning of November. So that should be good. Who else? Maximo Park, I really like those. Because they're from, I'm originally from Billingham and their lead singer's from there, so that's... Yeah.
So you're originally from Billingham?
Yeah.
When did you move to Richmond?
When I was 10, we moved to a village called Newsham, which is along the A66. And then I lived there for 3 years and then moved to Richmond. And that's where I live at the moment.
And out of the two, how do they compare?
It's a lot different, really, because Billingham is a town, like... quite a big town, whereas Richmond is a really small market town. It's a tourist town, really. It's much quieter and it's much more sort of greenery and everything, whereas in Billingham it's all concrete and yeah.
Do you have preference for any?
Not really. I'd go back to both of them, so like when I move away to uni, I'd visit both places again because all my family lives in Billingham, apart from sort of my mum, my dad, and my sister. So we go there quite often to see family, and yeah.
And does your sister still live with you at home?
Yeah, she does a foundation degree, in hotel management. So she works at the same restaurant that I do, but she's on the sort of management side, and she does the degree alongside that.
And how old is she?
18.
And do you get on with that?
Yeah.
Always have done, or?
Yeah, pretty much. We're quite, because there's not really a big age gap, there's only 13 months between us, so we are quite close, and like all through school she's only been in the year above, so we've still seen each other at school and everything, so yeah.
And you say you're going to go and see Pink again?
Yep.
How come? You keep going back?
Yeah. She's probably my favourite singer, I would say. I think she's quite inspirational. Like, she does a lot of work for charity, and but doesn't do it in such a way where she only does it to get noticed for it. She'll do it whether she gets noticed or not, so I think that's something to sort of look up to, and she believes in animal rights and does a lot of work for PETA supporting that, and she makes her views known and not afraid of, like, sort of, she doesn't hold back. If she believes in something, she'll like make it known and express her views on it.
Do you look up to that? Because is it something that you would like to, that you're find similarities in that, or how?
It's something that I'd like to do more, because I know that I don't sort of speak my mind enough, probably, and she's like someone I can look up to that does do that and sort of makes you want to do it, I guess.
You don't speak your mind enough, is that something that goes way back or only recently, or?
I think I've always been like that, really. I'm not sort of the most confident person, but I don't know, it's like people like Pink, like that you can look up to, sort of push you to do it more, I guess.
Well, why do you think why that is?
I'm not sure, really. I think a lot of it's to do with sort of I don't know, really. No, I don't know.
So how do you think that will affect going on the plinth, and how will the plinth affect that as well in turn?
I did think about that, because I thought, like, it's in front of people and everything, but I think I'm looking forward to it, and I think it'll sort of give me, like, a boost, sort of, and, like, I don't know. I think it'll be exciting, and, yeah.
So what would you personally want to gain from this experience?
Confidence, definitely. Sort of a understanding of how, like, art can affect everyone around. Because if I go up there and people are watching, then it's affecting them. Just by what, like, even if they don't realise it, they're watching it, so they've got to be thinking something about it while they're watching. Yeah.
And who would you say you are doing it for?
Myself, I think. Because I definitely want to sort of go up there and prove to myself I can do it, because it's not normally something you'd get the chance to do, and even if I did get the chance to do it often, I probably wouldn't, because of the confidence thing, I probably wouldn't want to stand where everyone can see you, sort of thing. So yeah, I'm doing it for myself, to sort of prove to myself that I can do it really.
What would you say is important in your life right now?
Family, friends, education, really important at the moment. I think without that, like going to college and everything, I wouldn't really have that much to sort of look forward to, because I know if I get the grades from college, I can go to uni and hopefully end up doing a career that I really want to do and really look forward to hopefully doing. And then I think friends and family sort of push you to achieve, because they're always there for support and talking things through and everything. So yeah.
Your friends and family here today?
My mum is. Some of my friends were going to come down, but they couldn't afford the train. So just my mum today.
Is it a long train journey?
2.5 hours, I think. Not too bad.
Have you got anything planned with your mum when you come off the plane?
Probably go for something to eat somewhere. When we got here, we walked around for a bit, just looking in a few shops and stuff, and then we'll probably go for something to eat afterwards.
And then you go back to see?
Yeah, we're getting the train back tonight.
Okay, Beth, well, thank you very much for that.